is Wednesday. Glad to have you along for the conversation here at the Steve Gruber Show. On the forefront today, CNN in big trouble again. They get bombed by Veritas Project. We'll tell you what that means. Trump's right about fake news, I'll tell you that. The ransomware worldwide attack is on the front here. Jennifer Yellen says, no financial crisis likely in our lifetime. Hang on to your wallet. And how bad is the crisis in Illinois? Well, $15 billion now in unpaid bills and piling up. It's a big problem there. We'll talk about that. So get ready. Get yourself together. Get some coffee and let's do this. It is the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Wednesday. Glad you're here for the conversation. I appreciate the support. In the latest undercover sting operation from Project Veritas's James O'Keefe's team, his journalism gold is undeniable. I mean, they hit gold like there's no tomorrow. When a CNN producer openly admits the network's nearly relentless coverage of the alleged Russia collusion story is nothing but BS. He said CNN's only real motivation is because they are hitting ratings pay dirt. You heard me right. We're going to have clips from this coming up a little bit later in the program. The latest bombshell against the disgraced so-called news channel comes on the heels, of course, of the high-profile firing of three members of the news team that fabricated a Russia story that had factual connections between a member of President Trump's White House transition team and a Russian bank. Factual errors, to be clear. Well, some would say flat-out falsehoods. That's true. John Bonifield is a CNN supervising producer for the last 15 years. He's caught on hidden camera by a Project Veritas employee admitting the constant focus is on Russia and those alleged ties to President Trump and his team simply because it's the ratings. We're making millions of dollars, he says. Bonifield went on to say CNN News President Jeff Zucker dismissed the decision by the United States to leave the Paris Climate Accords after just a couple of days so they could, quote, get back to Russia. They didn't want to leave the Russia story alone too long. Bonifield also takes time to mock what he called the cutesy little ethical things. The cutesy little ethical things that you're taught in journalism school. Refer to those as adorable. And then in a serious tone said, this is a business, and therefore ratings are all that matters. This is the most disgusting thing I have seen when it comes to the media in a very long time. He went on to say that President Trump is right to say that there is a witch hunt because there really is nothing of substance to the story at all. Bonifield remarked that if there really was proof or something big, they'd actually know about it, which apparently they do not. Like I said, Bonifield is a 15-year veteran of CNN. This is yet another black eye for the openly biased and hostile reporting that emanates from that network's reporters, commentators, and producers, a bias that is being dragged right out into the open for all to see and all to understand. And at the end of the video, O'Keefe gives a clear warning to all news outlets in America that they are being watched and that this expose is only part one of a series that will be launched on the subject. We're putting up the whole video for you to find at stevegruber.com. And on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page, we want you to see this video. I mean, it's just disturbing, but that this gentleman, John Bonifield, 15-year veteran, laughing and mocking ethics. It's all about ratings. It's all about making money. Isn't that comforting? Isn't that comforting? Lex Harris, meanwhile, CNN's investigations editor, former that is, traveled to a journalism conference in Phoenix last week, and in hindsight, his timing was just awful. While Harris was away, his group published a story on CNN.com that reported, citing a single anonymous source, that Senate investigators were looking into a meeting between a member of President Trump's transition team, Wall Street financier Anthony Scaramucci, and an executive of a Russian investment fund before Trump took office. The story seemed to advance the narrative of ties between the Trump campaign and people close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. One problem, however, with the story is simply this. When challenged on the particulars of the story, CNN acknowledged they had nothing. They couldn't defend the story. They had no source. It was retracted. The network apologized to Scaramucci. And on Monday, Harris, along with Eric Lichtbaugh, the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer that came from the New York Times, and Thomas Frank, the reporter on the piece, all resigned from CNN. It was over. Boom. Another bit of fiction. But make no mistake, this is not unique. This is not unique. And what's funny about this, in an odd sort of way, is now there's a headline in the Washington Post today that CNN's Russia story, its debacle came at the worst time for the network. Now, this comes from another news outlet, the Washington Post, that has also been busted for creating fiction when it comes to news reporting. So it's absurd, it's obscene that the Washington Post is the one piling onto CNN, calling them out. But the president didn't hold back. Here's what he tweeted. Wow, CNN had to retract big story on Russia with three employees forced to resign. What about all the other phony stories they do? Fake news. He wrote in all caps. Fake news, CNN looking at big management changes now. Now they got caught falsely publishing and pushing their phony Russian stories. Ratings way down. There's big trouble at CNN because at some point the American consumer, those that look to these networks for factual news coverage, know they're not getting it. And trust me, this doesn't hurt just CNN. This hurts the Washington Post, the New York Times, CBS, ABC, NBC, all of the networks that are pushing the same narrative. People are getting a glimpse of reality now, that it's all fictitious, because what does it do? It creates ratings, and therefore it creates money for the networks. Follow the money. Been saying it for some time. 14 after, this is The Steve Gruber Show.